الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان من علقة. This is the second ayat in the Surah Iqra. And in the first, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I cannot read. For two and the third time also. Then Allah Ta'ala said, read in the name of Allah who is the creator. And Allah is so great when He could create the entire creation. Then what is it difficult for that Allah to make you read also and to say, to pronounce the words which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has told you. In other words, trust in Allah in all your matters. Don't trust in yourself. Your own ability is nothing. Allah Ta'ala's help is with you. You will be able to accomplish everything. Further, Allah Ta'ala narrows that down and makes insan understand that Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, he can see very within himself and very closely. خلق الإنسان من علق بنایا آدمی کو سمے ہوئے لہو سے. That it is Allah who has created this human being from a clot of blood. So great is Allah, the entire creation. Perhaps you cannot ponder and wonder of all the creation. Ulama have written there are 18,000 different creations of Allah Ta'ala. And each one of them again is so vast and so great in itself, we cannot imagine. But at least insan, in your own self you can think of it. And then you can realize the Qudrat of Allah. So Allah who has made this human being from a drop of sperm. And if an insan thinks that drop of sperm is made from blood in the body. Blood is made from the food that we eat. From all the different food that we eat, all that goes and makes this drop of blood. There's 40 drops of blood that makes one drop of semen. And one drop of semen or even part of it is enough to make this human being. The semen then again changes in the womb of the mother into a clot of blood. And then from there it becomes a flesh. And then from there Allah puts bones. Allah covers the bones with flesh. Allah from that one drop of semen, Allah has put in there all the material for the eyes of a human being, for the teeth of a human being, for the brains, for the heart, all different type of things. The bones or the rib cover, which Allah has made strong to protect all the vital organs, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, all the other very vital organs which Allah has kept. So, insan, if you think of all that, then for Allah to make you read, though you did not go to a school, you were not taught by any teacher. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for that Allah, what is it difficult? And this gives courage to every human being. No matter how difficult tasks come in front of us, trust in Allah. Don't think I can't do it. Of course I can't do it. But put our trust in Allah and then go forward. And consequently we have taught in everything when we start, read Bismillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah. And then Allah will make your task easy. But when we leave out Bismillah, almost everything we leave out Bismillah. In other words, we're trusting on ourselves. And we ourselves can do absolutely nothing. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has given us this great lesson also. That whatever you want to do, put your full trust in Allah. Look at the Qudrat of Allah. In the vast world outside, see Allah's Qudrat. And at least see it within yourself. The greatest proof of the existence of Allah, of the Qudrat of Allah, is you yourself, O insan. And you don't have to look out of you, you have to look in you to see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And for everyone, Allah Ta'ala has made this possible. When a person will ponder in this, he will realize that Allah is Khalaqi Azim, that great creator who is extremely great in his creation. Khalaqi Alim, that great creator who is so knowledgeable. And how perfectly Allah has made the whole system of the body work. if we just have to think of any one part, the knee and all the things which are in the knee and how the knee functions, etc., or any other part of the body, we will realize Allah is Khallaq-e Azeem. Allah is Sanna'e Azeem, the maker. Allah is the manufacturer and a very great manufacturer, very great creator. How Allah Ta'ala has created yourself. If you look at the ant, you look at the elephant, also you will see. But at least see within yourself. And the main thing after this ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, now whatever you want to do, trust in Allah Ta'ala. This was the direct lesson taught to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. It is recorded in the Quran Sharif for all of us till the day of Qiyamah, that we realize this great qudrat of Allah and that we bring it into our lives, and whatever we want to do, we trust in Allah. At least say Bismillah. More than that, make two rakats of namaz also and get the help of Allah Ta'ala. And then see how easy Allah will make our very difficult tasks also, if we trust in Allah. Consequently, it is said, a person who will make two rakats of Ishraq namaz, Allah will make his whole day's tasks easy for him. So if we will do this, then we will see Allah's help coming. But unfortunately, we don't say it, we don't think it, but we trust ourselves. Whatever we want to do, we feel I can do it, and I will do it. So we don't read Bismillah, we don't read namaz and take the help of Allah, we don't make dua and take the help of Allah, we just trust on ourselves. Whereas we should be fully trusting on Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah's help also comes accordingly. And when Allah's help comes, everything gets sorted out. May Allah give us all tawfiq.